play a fun game?
What is it, Saw 7? Hello, Dusty. You've been a loudmouth smartass for years. Time to play the game.
All right, here's what we're going to do. If you know Rob Maloney, send him a text message to his cell phone saying Earl's Premier is great.
I told you, I thought my job was the instigator in the... I've got a really good instigating topic today for the bullpen when at 9 o'clock.
Is. Oh, you good. Oh, boy.
You know how I like to stir things up.
Oh, I know. And I'm seeing Alex and Cody right here. Tiny Alex, large Cody. Hi, I'm Alex.
Hi, I'm Cody. I don't understand the size difference in these two.
Hi, I'm Woody. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
I mean, look at the size difference in Cody and Alex. It's like one's the child and one's the dad here.
You talking about the WNBA game again?
Yes.
Neon Moon.
Sun goes down.
One of the greatest country songs of all time.
That part of town.
I will stand on business on that Neon Moon is a top three country song of all time.
I remember being in Texas and watching people sing karaoke that, right? And I'm like, God, some people were really good. Others, not so much. But that was always one that everybody wanted to sing.
Fantastic song. So QB rankings are out in the AFC South. They have C.J. Stroud 1, Trevor Lawrence 2, Anthony Richardson 3. Cam Ward 4.
And I don't agree with this because the unknown of
one, right?
Well, yeah, by default almost. But I like C.J. Stroud.
He's a stud.
Yeah, he is. And there's really no competition. But I don't believe Cam Ward is number 4 on this list. I think the unknown of Cam Ward is better than the known of whatever the Colts are going to roll out there this year. And I don't think Anthony Richardson is very good. They have Daniel Jones competing with him as the starting quarterback right now. Like, if you're in a battle with Daniel Jones, you're not good. BBL stinky. Yeah.
Well done.
So I put Cam Ward 3rd on that list. Cam, I put Anthony Richardson as 4th on that
Cam
list.
Cam Ward's played more college football games than Anthony Richardson's played college and pro combined.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's true. Because Cam Ward played, 5 years in college?
Yeah, and Anthony Richardson's barely played.
He played 7 at Florida, and he's played, 6 in India?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, Trey Lance is now a San Diego Charger, guys. You want to talk about how life comes at you fast, right? That was the 2nd overall pick in the draft. Well, he's starting the Hall of Fame game.
Yes, tomorrow night football is back.
Woo!
I would say Cam Ward could be the 2nd best quarterback by week 5. Wow.
I don't disagree with that either. I'm not a Trevor Lawrence guy.
I think Trevor Lawrence has to cut the hair.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yep.
It's getting in his eyes. It's all the sweat's dripping. He's got to get it out.
He might look like Marilyn Manson and Macaulay Culkin, had a child. But Cam Ward, I'm excited about. The AFC South, this is just where we're at. I mean, we're C.J. Stroud and then pick your 3. I'm giving up on Trevor Lawrence unless he just absolutely shocks me. I know injuries have plagued him. I know that the reality of playing in competitive football outside of Clemson in high school where he never lost a game or maybe lost one game. And then got to the NFL, and it was like, welcome to the league, kid. But, yeah, Anthony Richardson, I mean, man, you talk about the weight of your world on your shoulders after last year's debacle where he's like, I was just tired, didn't want to play.
Right.
Like, that'd be like if you were in the middle of the show, like right now, I'd be like, hey, guys, I'm exhausted. I'm going to get out of here. I mean, it's nuts, man.
I mean, Bigley would just fall asleep.
Yeah, it's not true, Bob. Why don't you blow it out of your ass, Bob? So we go from the South. Let's talk about AFC West quarterback.
Wait, can I just say?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say I'm definitely not out on Trevor Lawrence.
That's
just want to get that on the record. Very, yeah. Very still in on Trevor Lawrence.
SEC legend soon, Trevor Lawrence.
Yes. 4,000-yard passer twice, Trevor Lawrence, with no good wide receivers really in his past. So I think there's a chance for him.
I mean, yeah, you can hang on to hope. That's fine. I don't have any issues with that. I just
he's shown it before too. I think we're saying like we act like he's always been straight ass. He made the playoffs. He almost beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Like he's got some stuff.
I mean,
no, that happened.
You didn't almost beat. I don't.
It was a close game.
I don't.
I was at that game.
I was too, but I don't remember that game being a close game where you ever thought it was really in doubt.
Well, that's you, Bob. But I mean. Certainly fans around me and I definitely thought that was, I mean, especially when the Mahomes injury happened, but just take that away. Like Lawrence played well.
They scored 16 points that day. It was like 24-16 game, something like that.
Yeah. You and I both know that's not the end all be all on what a good offensive day is from a quarterback, but yes, Mahomes has had many days where we've scored 17. We've won. Man, that was a hell of a game from Patrick.
No, I'm just trying to remember. That was what the final score was of that game. That's all. It was a closer game, but all their games in the playoffs are close.
True.
So you're the AFC West, and I think this is where we can have a fun discussion because I don't know if it's considered a hot take, but I have a take about AFC West quarterbacks. We all agree who number one in the AFC West
is. It's Patrick Mahomes, and there's really nobody else that's even close. And anybody who's trying to compare anybody in this division to Patrick Mahomes is on drugs.
Yeah, you're an
and
idiot.
Share, because you're on some good stuff.
It's today.
So, Mac, who's your number two quarterback in the AFC West?
I'm going to go Justin Herbert.
I'm going Bo Nix.
I'm going Geno Smith.
I almost went Geno Smith, Dusty, and I like that pick by you a lot. I almost went with Geno Smith. A lot of experience in this league.
I am down on the Herbert train.
I know. You weren't last year with me. You were with me.
I was. And then I watched what happened last year.
Yeah, with the
playoffs. Because I was watching First Things First yesterday because Parkins is doing the hosting for Colin Cowherd.
So cool.
And then Nick roasted him because he was loving on Justin Herbert, and then he threw some good points out there. They have done nothing but baby Justin Herbert. They have given him everything he wanted. 2 years ago, they were like, we're going to run the ball. We're going to let you just kind of be the manager. And every once in a while, we're going to need to make a play. When the playoffs happen, we need you to see what happens. Trevor Lawrence, your guy, threw 5 interceptions in a playoff game. Yep. And still beat Justin Herbert.
Still beat him. They
last
still won.
Last year, Justin Herbert threw 5 interceptions in a playoff game after throwing 1 or 2 all season.
That's right.
The lights get too big for him. The prophecy is not there. The talent is there very much so. Powerful arm. I watched him throw a strike to the end zone 35 yards with a dislocated rib against these Chiefs. And I was like, man, this guy's got it.
Yeah.
His first career start ever against the Chiefs maybe was disguised because they were planning for another quarterback because the trainer put a needle in his liver.
Yeah, that was
and so
yeah,
like was all of a crazy. Sudden it was like, wait a minute, we got to plan for somebody else. So that's a little bit disguised.
Yeah.
I think
that was 5 years ago now.
I think Justin Herbert has more to prove than any quarterback in this year's NFL. Going into this season, because it's S or get off the pot with Justin Herbert. Either you're a top 5 quarterback or you're not. And that's just basically the way we've looked at Justin Herbert. We look at it all the time. We go, all right, it's Mahomes, it's Allen, it's Burrow, or it's Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, then it's Lamar, and then it's Herbert. Maybe not, because you know what? Jaden Daniels right now is better than Justin Herbert.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he's had
no question.
Year,
no
played,
question.
Went to the NFC Championship game, played against tough talent, did his
CJ
thing.
Stroud has done better than Justin Herbert.
That's fair. And I think that we just glaze a little bit more as a nation over Justin Herbert because of what we've seen him do against the Chiefs. And I don't think Justin Herbert is necessarily going into this season. Now, talent-wise, yes, the arm is better than Geno, but I'm going to put Geno above Justin Herbert because until you can prove to me that you can do it for an entire length of the time and an offense that has been catered to your needs to make you even better – you're not really showing me anything.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you.
So hate me if you want, Texan. I don't care because I need to see more from Justin Herbert.
I'm with
what
you.
What we were set up to believe.
And I've been telling these folks that for years now. I've never been a Justin Herbert fan because Justin Herbert is what I absolutely hate in sports. And I've realized as I've gotten older, he's a product of the ball-washing NFL propaganda machine. And all of the ball washers for the league, the Ian Rappaports, the, you know, the Adam Schefflers and all these guys out there that ball wash the NFL have been pushing this narrative because the NFL so badly needs Los Angeles to be successful so they can say, see, we were right to go back to L.A. They need that operation to win. They need that operation to adopt fans out there. So they have done everything in their power to push this turd up a hill known as Justin Herbert to wash everybody's balls with how great he's going to be, to tell us how good he's going to be. And then you watch Red Zone and you think, wow, this guy throws touchdown passes. He must be a good quarterback. Then you watch him play a game and you realize he is not a very good quarterback. And he has been celebrated and he's accomplished nothing. And we've always in sports want to put this cart ahead of the horse. We declared Justin Herbert a finished product in that first game he played against the Chiefs because he went toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes. It's like hitting against a pitcher you weren't preparing for that day, right? You know, Spencer Strider's going to start. You get ready for Spencer Strider, and then all of a sudden you go out there on the mound, and it's not Spencer Strider. It's Eric Fetty or whoever that guy was that pitched last night. You're like, whoa, this is a total change. I'm not used to this. The whole game plan's out of whack. We don't know what's going to happen. And he's playing fearless out there because he's got nothing to lose. But the ball-washing propaganda arm of the NFL, those insiders, have pushed this guy to us because they need L.A. to be successful. Justin Herbert is no better than a mid-quarterback in this league. And if he wasn't playing for L.A., everybody would be talking about him being a very average quarterback in the NFL.
So, Mac, let me ask you this. Justin Herbert or Matt Stafford?
Matt Stafford.
Justin Herbert or CJ Stroud?
This season?
Yeah, yeah. I know Stafford has the back thing going on right now.
Yeah, I'll stay just healthy. Yeah, this season. Yeah, Stafford. I'll go Herbert over. Who'd you just say?
CJ Stroud.
Herbert.
Okay.
Based on playoff success or?
I mean, yeah, this is what's tough about football. It's such a rough sample size. You're talking about two games. That's what I'm saying. You're talking about two
people
games.
People want to run down CJ Stroud, though, and say he went to the AFC divisional round and lost to the Chiefs last year. Oh, you see it nationally all the time. I was watching it the other day. Big year for CJ Stroud and the Texans.
He didn't have his best season in the regular year last year. But
they still went to the AFC divisional round and lost at Arrowhead to the Chiefs. They're acting like they went 8-7 or, 7-9 or whatever it
was. Well, he beat your mid but to below average quarterback in Justin Herbert, so I don't know how good the win was, right?
It's still a playoff win. Justin Herbert hasn't done that.
The other thing about Justin Herbert, too, is that the ratio of touchdown to interceptions are great. 137 to 45 in his career. You know what his record is overall?
500.
41-38. And I know wins are not a quarterback stat, but they are a quarterback stat. It's a contradictory topic that you can have for hours and hours. Sure. But if you are above and beyond, like, it shouldn't make sense. And this is what doesn't make sense to me. It should make sense that you've thrown for 21,000 yards. Your yards per average are 7.2 in your career. You've done 137 and 45 interceptions, but you're 41-38.
Stats.
That doesn't add up. Something's not there. Like, whether it's the winning gene in the regular season, because the numbers are there, but when the game's on the line, it's like, hey, we need you. Or in the playoffs, like Jalen Hurts or Justin Herbert. Because those are
in the playoffs,
just in general.
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, in general, Justin Herbert.
Because they cater around Jalen Hurts the way they do around Justin Herbert. But when they need to make a play, every once in a while, Jalen Hurts makes that play, especially in the playoffs. Justin Herbert does not.
No.
And eventually, after, 4 years, 5 years in the league, you got to take that separation if you want to be in that upper echelon, which is in the top five quarterback rankings.
You got to start winning and playing good when it matters. The guy's got 10 postseason interceptions or something like that, doesn't he?
Who, Herbert?
Yeah.
I don't know about
him. In his two games, he could be. Yeah, who knows?
I mean, he just throws to the other team. And again, he's a victim, and we're all a victim, if you buy into it, of that propaganda machine of the NFL, of trying to make Justin Herbert something that he isn't. Again, if he was playing in Minnesota, or if he was playing in New England at this point in time, or Carolina or someplace like that, they wouldn't be pushing this narrative of Justin Herbert. That's all they're doing right now.
Dak Prescott or Justin Herbert?
Herbert.
Okay.
Neither.
So you have
quarter,
Herbert.
I play with 10.
You have Herbert as your sixth best quarterback
like
in the NFL?
Probably seventh or eighth.
So who's above? Who's
Daniels,
after?
Stafford.
And then Herbert?
Goff.
Stroud and him are really close. I'd have Goff below Herbert.
Why?
I think Herbert's more talented.
Goff
I think
has
he's
taken
better.
Two organizations to the...
but this is how you and I look at it differently, Bob.
I know. You look at stats and think they matter.
I
look at guys
stats.
That can win.
I haven't mentioned one number.
But that's the only thing. But then why are you putting Justin Herbert above
Because you're mentioning
these
other
guys.
People. You're not mentioning anything about Jalen Hurts or anything about Jared Goff. You're mentioning the team. You're mentioning the coaches. You're mentioning 52 other guys. That's why Jalen Hurts isn't the fifth best quarterback to me. He's got a top five wide receiver duo. He's got the best running back. He's got the best offensive line.
Yeah.
He's got the best GM.
Right.
He's
so
got the best
like
defense.
NBA
He's
topic.
Got the best.
Let's run everybody down who goes and supports themselves.
I think Jalen Hurts is
10th,
not
5th.
I think Herbert is 8th. Or 7.
Jalen Hurts has been to 2 of the last 3 Super Bowls. I mean, you can't get to the Super Bowl with having a bad quarterback. Ask the Chargers.
He's not bad. I didn't say he was bad. 9th isn't bad. It's just not 5th.
Well,
10th, maybe 11th.
It's barely top 3rd. And to me, Jalen Hurts is better than a top 3rd quarterback in the NFL. The record's there. The proof is there. He leads his team to victories. We can't have it both ways. We can't laud Patrick Mahomes for willing his team to victories. And then when Jalen Hurts does it, we can't go, well, he's got a good supporting cast. Like, you can't have it both ways. We're either going to judge quarterbacks by how they win or how they play when it matters most. Like, is there in football a low and close stat, like how guys play with 2 minutes to go?
Well,
what kind
I
of
know
mistakes
in the regular
they
season,
make?
Jalen Hurts threw 53 passes in the fourth quarter with the game at a one-score game. 44 of those were in the first 4 weeks of the season. For the rest of the year, he threw 9 passes in the fourth quarter when it was a one-score game.
How many of those situations presented itself?
Because they don't have to, because they have the best team, because he doesn't have to do that.
So that's great. That's fantastic. Surround your guy with good players. You don't have to rely on them to go out there and make plays. I'd quite frankly rather have that than being down 3 with 13 seconds to go.
If you want quarterbacks to be judged in the playoffs, if that's what you want to do.
Brock Purdy. Sorry, Brock Purdy.
Where I'm not a fan.
Okay. Let his team do Super Bowl.
He did. Yep. Jalen Hurts in his career in the playoffs has thrown 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Justin Herbert has thrown 2 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Now, the sample size is there. Yeah. Justin Herbert has played in 2 playoff games, and he's 0-2. Jalen Hurts in his first 2 years in his first two runs in the playoffs, he went 3-2 or 2-2. So 500, but yeah. but he does show up when he needs to. Like his playoff hurts versus regular season hurts is different. Now, this year in the Super Bowl, they didn't even need Saquon Barkley. They just used Jalen Hurts. Whereas Justin Herbert, I don't know if it's because the coaching and, you know, Staley was there, if you want to add that as well. But I will say that if you are going to be a top five, which is a supreme class, I think that's where your guys' argument is that the top five are guys that are all first ballot Hall of Famers, right? Burrow, Jackson, Holmes.
Yep.
All these guys are top five. Allen, they're going to be in the Hall of Fame. Whereas if Justin Herbert wants to be that guy and wants to separate himself from the Phillip Rivers narrative that a lot of people give him in LA, then he's got to show up in the playoffs. And
agreed.
He's got to win more games in the regular season. And whereas quarterback stats are not defined by wins, if you want to be a good echelon top quarterback, you do have to have a separation in wins in the regular season. And 41-38 is a little bit of a hiccup where you got to be that guy where it's like your stats tell you that you can get the plays done. You can make touchdowns and not make mistakes. But you've also got to win games. And we used to see that with Alex Smith. We all agree that Alex Smith was really good at being a quarterback. But when it mattered most, he had to put the football in his hands. It was like he turned into, you know, a different type of quarterback. And that kind of seems to be the way with Justin Herbert.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that he's trash. I'm not saying that he's bad.
No, I get it.
I just don't think that he's where a lot of people think he is.
And he also has twice as many interceptions as touchdowns in the playoffs. That's a quarterback stat right there. That tells me you're not ready for the big stage.
Two games, but yeah. He's got to do better. He's got to do better. I wouldn't have him at five.
And also the reason he only has two games is because he's not getting his team there.
Right. He's not leading his team.
Part of that's on him. Part of that's not. Yep.
Part of that's making those plays. I mean, we look at Patrick Mahomes and go, that guy can make any play. That's what a good quarterback does. Josh Allen, same way. You don't want the ball in Josh Allen's hand with another 2 minutes to go down four.
Two all-time guys, yep.
You know, Joe Burrow, I feel like can lead you down the field. I feel like Lamar can lead you down the field. You give me the ball with Justin Herbert, I'm like, all right, game over. I'll go, you know, watch Wings.
I mean, Lamar and Josh have both failed at that multiple times. Just saw them both do it, actually.
Yeah. Somebody says Hurts has played better in big games than Josh Allen has, and that's not even remotely debatable.
Yeah, Hurts is a Hurts is a big play quarterback, big time,
and that's
big
what you
game
want.
Quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want a big game quarterback with big nuts that's going to go out there when it matters most,
but
and lead my team down the field.
He has not been in a playoff game, but one. I'll give him two Super Bowls ago where they were forced to pass the ball and score points, and he was actually able to do it. He has not been in a pass first offense because I don't think he can do it. He's not that quarterback.
He did it against us in that Super Bowl.
Two Super Bowls ago, he did.
Well, this one too. This last Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl doesn't. No,
they didn't. It wasn't Saquon Barkley.
It wasn't him either. I mean,
they came out firing.
Yeah, it was good.
They came out firing. They came out firing. He was brilliant in that Super Bowl.
He was good. Yeah,
he was the best player on the field in the two Super Bowls against the Chiefs.
I would argue. I would disagree with the first one, but yeah, Patrick Mahomes was better. But yeah. We're splitting hairs, but yes, Jalen Hurts, best game he's ever played. Best game he will ever play.
Would you rather have Jalen Hurts or Dak Prescott?
Jalen Hurts. But it's close.
Is Dak outside the top 10?
Dak's already like 34 years old, I saw. 32 or 34 years old.
Yeah, he is old. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Hurts is 26, and I'm giving him time to get better.
Well, Jalen Hurts. Dak and Chris Jones play together?
At Mississippi State? I think you're right.
Yeah. Yep. So they're the same age.
They're like 31, 30. Yeah.
I think it was 32. I saw like that. I was like shocked up there. By that. I'm like, God, he's 32 already. But in NFL life, he's missed half his time. So he's only like 28.
Somebody says, I can't say that Allen and Burrow are Hall of Famers right now. That's fair. I mean,
That's fair.
Well, their career's not done. Yeah.
No, but what it's been so far, I would assume that they will be both in the Hall of Fame.
It's trending that way.
Right.
I'd like to talk to a Hall of Fame voter right now. If Josh Allen walked away today, like pulled an Andrew Luck, let's say, is he a Hall of Famer? I think there'd be a lot of debate in the room.
I'll be close.
A lot of debate in the room because of the postseason, because he couldn't win the big one. And that's what they debate about. And that's what determines a Hall of Famer, because that'll be the first thing that comes up. He never made the Super Bowl.
So Justin Herbert is Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I mean, he's up there. Sure, yeah. Well, but Judge is better in the regular season than Herbert is, though.
Is he?
I mean, he leads the league in all these categories usually. Herbert doesn't do that. I mean, and the Yankees usually finish about 25 or 30 games over 500 in the regular season and then fall on their face in the playoffs.
Somebody says to tell Mac to go rewatch that Arizona Super Bowl. Hurts was incredible. Mahomes did it in the clutch, as he always does, but can't downplay how good Hurts was in that big moment.
Man, I said Hurts was great. Yeah.
I said he was terrible and trash.
Yeah, I said we're splitting hairs.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts made the one huge mistake. Patrick Mahomes didn't really make any mistakes. And that fourth quarter run, man, on one ankle. Oh, I'll never forget
it. When was the last time you saw Patrick Mahomes make a mistake?
Oh, man. Where do I start? Last year?
We were there.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
The Super Bowl you're talking about?
Yeah. Eugene would tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucked.
That is true, I guess, but.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, but I just don't. Yeah, that Super Bowl, I'm not getting like, oh, Hurts was amazing. Yeah, that game was over.
From the 816, Andrew Luck is not even in the Hall of Fame. Not even close. Andrew Luck retired after 5 years.
Yeah, Andrew Luck is not a Hall of Famer.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, come on.
Go somewhere else.
I just said if he pulled an Andrew Luck and retired today, is he a Hall of Famer? At no time did anybody say Andrew Luck was a Hall of Famer. But you jump to conclusion, Mats, and get mad over advertisements.
Andrew Luck would have been in the Hall of Fame if he'd have stayed in the NFL.
Absolutely, yeah. Probably would have been. It would have been real interesting to see the AFC right now if Andrew Luck was still playing. What kind of battles him and Mahomes would have been
having,
right?
That was my first thought when he retired. I was like, sweet.
Yeah.
One guy's gone. Yeah. See ya.
Yeah.
And now they have Daniel Jones.
From the 816, they let everybody in the Hall of Fame now. No, they don't. It
kind
is very hard to get into the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Ask everybody who's on the outside looking in. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is extremely difficult in which to enter. They don't let everybody in the Hall of Fame. I kind of resent that. Those guys that get in the Hall of Fame come over here and they'll say something about that too, because you know they don't let anybody in the
say
Pro
that
Football
to Brian
Hall
Waters.
Of Fame. Brian Waters is a Hall of Famer and he's not in the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
I mean, exactly.
That's what we're saying. Here we go. Now I'm just getting roasted. Dusty says Casey Printers was a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Another hype guy at camp 1 year. Oh, this Casey Printers is going to unseat Trent Green.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
That's right.